If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Ratcheting up the rhetoric. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, companions, as we split hairs coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and unmeasurably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from Chow, as in the Chow line. We're serving up fresh, piping hot sports takes all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead to begin things here comes from Cincinnati. That is where the tongues are wagging. In the lead-up, the preamble to the AFC title game, which will be in Kansas City, Joe Burrow, the face of the Cincinnati Bengals there, Joe Burrow. He's got some opinions, and he's got a microphone in his face. And, well, rather than me beat around the bush, we'll get right to it. So Joe Burrow making some headlines by dishing out those amazing opinions in the matchup against the Chiefs this coming weekend to decide who goes to the Super Bowl. So if you didn't hear this, and maybe not, don't worry, though. We got you. So Joe Burrow has decided that despite all the buzz about his team and all the excitement that is being generated about the way the Bengals played over last weekend in the divisional round, he says he's going to maintain the underdog mindset. Now, just to prove I am not making this up, as Warner Wolf used to say, let's go to the audio tape.
We've been in these spots. We have the experience. We know what team we're playing. Team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat, and then we're coming for them.
All right. They're team to beat. That's the money quote right there. That's the top of the story. They're still the team to beat, Joe Burrow. All right, playing the underdog. So let us discuss the question. Joe Burrow's statement that the Chiefs are still the team to beat is blank. All right, fill in the blank. I've got on brand is what I have. I've on brand. Now I've got professional organizer numbness and pink bottle. And we will tie all of these things together. And we are going to make some of that famous Cincinnati chili, which I've been told, again, is not that good. All right, so A, I enjoy the pre-fight news conference in boxing. It's not as good in football, but there's a lot of noise. And on this side of the microphone, it's good. It's good noise. Not great. It's not the greatest noise we've heard, but it's pretty good. Right? There has been a constant murmur coming out of the AFC title game lead-up that it's almost all about Cincinnati, right? Cincinnati this, that. But, you know, it's something that the Bengals do not like, right? They don't like this. And Joe Burrow has never lost to Patrick Mahomes in his career. He's won the playoff game last year, the AFC title game, 2-0 against Kansas City in the regular season. Now, as a result, the Bengals are getting smothered with media love. As many have pointed out, that is actually rat poison. That's not supposed to happen. Joe Burrow is doing some January cleaning with that comment when he said the Chiefs are still the team to beat, even though in his era, the Bengals have never lost to the Chiefs. So what he's doing is the cleaning, right? The response is on brand. It's appropriate because this is an advantageous statement. Joe Burrow is working as a professional organizer. You got a dirty closet, you call in a professional organizer. The Bengals have locked themselves in. We talked about this in a previous episode. They've locked themselves into the nobody believes in us, which is the most tired, played out storyline in sport. Nobody believes in us. And I would argue that guys like myself that have strong opinions that maybe go against the tide here, that is the most important thing because it's the fuel of teams like the Bengals, who underappreciated, you know, unnoticed, under the radar, unsung. Well, now we have a plot twist because that's not what's been going on the last couple of days. Cincinnati's convincing win over the Bills has shifted the narrative. No longer are the Bengals disrespected and undervalued. Instead, they have been overwhelmed with sweet nothings being whispered into their ears. Joe Burrow is attempting to turn the tide of positivity back, even though he and his teammates have had, as we said, that success against the Chiefs. It doesn't matter. Burrow wants you to know, he wants me to know, he wants the world to know that Kansas City is still the powerhouse. The Bengals, who were in the Super Bowl last season against the Rams, are just pipsqueaks in comparison. Insignificant, piss ants, non-entity, right? You know, a boil on an elephant's left ass cheek. Now, turning the page on that, I would like to address a message I got from a listener to this show in the grand state of Missouri. So, the second part is I got a message from a guy who was up in arms. He was annoyed that the Chiefs were underdogs in the AFC title game. And that was true on Monday and Tuesday. The Chiefs were a plus one home dog in a lot of the sports books against the Bengals. A guy named Michael wrote in. He lives in the Kansas City area. He says that that is a slap in the face to Patrick Mahomes. It is interesting to note that Patrick Mahomes had been favored in every other playoff game up until Monday and Tuesday. Well, good news for Michael. The point spread has been modified, and at last check, subject to change, now Kansas City is again favored at home to win if you're into such things. Now, I would like to address the Komodo Dragon in the room, the topic at hand here. So Michael says it was disrespectful. Was it disrespectful to have Patrick Mahomes as a home underdog in the AFC title game earlier this week? So I'm shaking my head no, because what really is going on, guys, and I know I'm singling out this guy, but anybody who says that, it's a self-admission. All right? Guys like this, the people of his ilk do not understand how sports gambling works. And I'll explain it to you like you're in kindergarten here. If you don't know, if you know, just bear with me. The gambling market does not care about your feelings about your favorite quarterback or your favorite team. They operate with extreme numbness. Numb, 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 emotionless. It is a ruthless world. Big-time sportsbook operators, they set the opening line, and then the people that put their money up, the gambling public, they establish the final line by betting into the original line. So I know there's a lot of moving parts. There'll be a test on this later. It's actually not that complicated. If there's too much money on either side, see, they want the pendulum right in the middle. But if the pendulum goes to the right or the pendulum goes to the left too much, then they got props, right? Because they make their money in the margins. And if you have too much money on one side, it's problematic because you're putting yourself at risk. And you had several variables go against Kansas City early in the week. The Bengals had that sexy snowball to the face of the Bills. Patrick Mahomes has a bum ankle. That moved the number to encourage people to bet on the Bengals. Plus, the Cincinnati Bengals have had success against the Chiefs. And since they are a for-profit business, as we said, sportsbooks start biting their fingernails. They get a little nervous when too much cash is on one side of the aisle. That opens them up to the L-word, liability, if the wrong team wins. Sometimes it works out well. If there's too much money on one side and somehow the other team wins that there's not a lot of money on, well, then you end up making a bunch of money. But in a perfect world with even money on both sides, the person that sets the line, they don't have to worry about who wins the game because they simply make their money off what they call in the gambling world the vig, which is the juice, the house's edge in wagering on sports. And so most of the time, that's only like 5%. So it's kind of like the grocery store game. Like, grocery stores don't make a lot of money. It's about the quantity of sales, not the individual high-priced items. But even money bet on a game, the house is guaranteed 5% profit. So to answer the disrespect card, it is no disrespect. It is just covering your tuchus is what that is. All right, last word here. So the other big story, which is probably bigger than the Joe Burrow story, in the lead up to this game is ankle watch. That's right, ankle watch. Patrick Mahomes suffering that high ankle sprain in the AFC divisional game, the win over Jacksonville. Now, he did come back. He missed a big chunk of the second quarter, came back in the second half, and he was not the same dominator that he had been, but he still was effective enough for Kansas City to win that game. Now, Mahomes was at practice on Wednesday. Reporters were not allowed to record more than just him stretching. So I can report, I did see a video clip of him stretching. So he's got his legs loose. God forbid we see more. It's going to mess everything up. Mahomes declared himself ready to go. We have some audio from his dalliance with the media. Here is Patrick Mahomes and the big question, what's going on with that ankle, Mahomie? Tell me.
It's doing good, you know. Got a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out see where I'm at. But it's feeling good so far.
Okay, so far. All right, but wait, there's more. Here is Mahomes. Now, he had another ankle injury, I think it was last year, and he was able to come back from that. Here's Mahomes on comparing and contrasting the previous ankle, which was on the other leg, and this ankle, and how similar or how different they are.
So the last one, it was the leg that I landed on, so I had to find ways to throw where I could land and keep it in the right spot. And this time I'll have to find ways to be able to push off and be able to still make the throws the right way. So definitely similar in a sense, but obviously different limitations and stuff that I'll have to work through.
Thank you. Doesn't he sound like a Muppet? He does sound like a Muppet. All right, anyway, so how much trust do you have in Patrick Mahomes' ankle? So on the Maller scale of concern / trust, in terms of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being the sky is falling, it's raining sulfur. This is a 7.5 on the Maller scale of concern. Everyone who was at the practice said, hey, Mahomes seemed fine, and he wasn't wearing some kind of boot on the ankle. There was no visible evidence of extra protection. And when he walked off raised platform where the Chiefs hold their news conferences. He had no limp or anything like that. Nevertheless, though, I don't want to sit here and be hornswoggled. Even a minor ankle sprain, unless we are just getting lied to, if it's legitimately a high ankle sprain, it's a six-week recovery. So that becomes a pink bottle situation for Andy Reid. Grab the Pepto-Bismol, right? Heartburn, indigestion. Now, we know how this works. The NFL has changed a lot, but they will still drug up Mahomes. They'll give him a big needle filled with all kinds of make-you-feel-good stuff, and then we'll see if he can play on it. But you got to downgrade him a wee bit. I mean, you just have to, and if you don't, you're a dum-dum. Do not be the dum-dum. Don't be the dum-dum.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The birds are a-chirping. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, comrades, as we nurse a grudge coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and uncharacteristically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From the wall, just a hole in the wall, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the Bird's Nest. The birds are a-chirping. And the NFC title game, the focus, it's on Fox. You better watch. Now, in the prologue to the Eagles and Niners locking horns this weekend, the talk has centered around Philly wide receiver A.J. Brown. Some of it, anyway. And if you're not familiar with what's been going on here over the last 24 hours or so, perhaps not. Let's go back to last weekend, the divisional round of the playoffs, when the TV cameras caught A.J. Brown, star receiver for Philadelphia, showing that he was exasperated in the fourth quarter. The Eagles had that blowout win over the G-men. And in that game, A.J. Brown only had three catches for 22 yards. He was targeted six times. Keep in mind that the Birds only ran the ball almost every other play, and they didn't throw the ball much at all. They ran the ball 44 times. They threw the ball 24. So, based on the numbers, A.J. Brown received 25% of the targets that were available in that game. One in every four pass attempts went the direction of A.J. Brown, but when you only throw the ball 24 times because the Giants can't stop the run, then you end up in that bit of a situation where you're not getting the ball enough, but you're like, well, wait a minute, I got it 25% of the time, but it's not enough. So A.J. Brown then was asked about all this. He told reporters that there was a difference between being a diva, which is what some are calling him now, and simply having a hunger, a passion for targets and receptions. Now, I am not A.J. Brown, but I will pretend to be A.J. Brown. He said, quote, I'm never the receiver to go on the sideline or try to cause problems on the sideline. I'm not that guy. I think that's what you could describe as a diva, but I'm not that person. Brown grumbled. A.J. went on to say, I'm a guy who goes up and talks to the quarterback and talks to the offensive coordinator and do it that way. I'm not a guy that's going to cause commotion on the sideline. That's not who I am. I'll never be that guy. Close quote. All right, so let's discuss the question. Let's get right down to it. That's why we have a sports radio show in the middle of the night. The question, Eagles receiver A.J. Brown, diva or not a diva? And the scale is leaning towards diva, diva. I've got Bruce Willis, Booby Trap, and Stagecoach. And we will lock all of these random things together, and we are going to make a delicious steak sandwich, the cheesesteak sandwich. That's what we're going to make. Man, my most perfect sandwich out there, the cheesesteak sandwich. So, number one.
Number one.
We like A.J. Brown. He's a good player. We'll get that out of the way. We'll get all the niceties out of the way. He absolutely, though, falls into the prima donna receiver category. He's on the spectrum when it comes to the prima donna receivers. Now, there are full-blown prima donnas. And then there are those that dabble in the diva tendencies. But if you look like a diva, you sound like a diva, and you act like a diva, guess what? You're a diva! It's not what you say, per se, it's what you do. Actions speak louder than words. We learned that when we were little kids. When you go to the bookstore, and you don't even have to buy the book, okay? But when you go to the bookstore and you open up the book and you read a few chapters, Diva Wide Receivers for Dummies, A.J. Brown checks a lot of boxes. He forced his way off a team that was a perennial playoff team in the Tennessee Titans while he had a contract, because he demanded more money. He said, I need my money. I need it right now. And now he's complaining on a team in the postseason. He was complaining, caught on camera, complaining about not getting the ball enough. And when he says, hey, I think that's what you could describe as a diva, when he talks about going on the sidelines as a receiver and causing problems on the sidelines, he says, but I'm not that person. That's the money quote. There's a famous line There used to be a show on TV called Moonlighting back in the day. Bruce Willis, the former Hollywood star there, who had a line in that show, his character did, that everything a person says before the word but is a lie, right? So I'm sensing a lie from A.J. Brown, right? I'm sensing a lie. That's just the way it is. Now, page number two. In terms of the game itself, and I'm going to get into Hardo's Sports Radio, a little X's and O's for you. Can the Eagles beat the Niners without A.J. Brown putting up eye-popping statistics? So the answer is actually yes, but the degree of difficulty goes way, 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 way up. That's the problem, right? You can always win a game because of the other team's ineptitude, right? Brock Purdy comes out and the glass slipper cracks and he throws three interceptions, then it doesn't really matter what A.J. Brown does if all those interceptions happen to be deep in Niner territory, and then the Eagles get short fields, so you can figure that out. But the concern for the Birds going in, right? And they mentioned the degree of difficulty is higher. This game has all the makings of a booby trap situation. The overconfidence that Philly has from beating up on tomato cans last week, the junior varsity, the Giants, who were a smoke and mirrors team, they ran over them like if a soda can comes out on the interstate and you're driving one of those big 18-wheelers, well, the cans, it's got no chance. The Giants' defense, they are the same consistency. They offer the same level of resistance as Jell-O in a microwave. They provide no resistance at all, and the numbers bear that out. The Giants had the 25th-ranked overall defense in the NFL, and now Philadelphia goes from playing the junior varsity to the varsity. The 49ers second in total defense, but the numbers, that number is not the most important number. The biggest number, the meat and potatoes of the Philadelphia Eagles is what? You know what it is. That's right, running the ball. And that is the strength. It plays right into the strength of the 49ers defense. The Giants were ranked 28th in the NFL, a 32-team league at stopping the run. The Niners are number two in the entire NFL at containing opposing running backs. Only the Tennessee Titans were better during the regular season. Now that is what's known as the mother of all stats. That tells you what has happened. Doesn't guarantee it's going to happen in this game, but you like to look at that stat and say, well, that there's pretty well for the 49ers and not so good for the Eagles. The Eagles' key ingredient, the thing that keeps the engine running, if that is taken away, well, now all of a sudden you have to depend on what was your kryptonite. If you're the Eagles, the passing game, right? If that holds up, the Eagles are going to have to win on the arm of Jalen Hurts throwing the ball around. So therefore, at that point, that means A.J. Brown will have to put up or shut up. But that's not normally how the Eagles have played. I know there are exceptions to the rule, but the exception does not make the rule. And that provides compelling drama to get us to watch the game like we were going to not watch the game anyway. Of course we're going to watch the game. What else are we going to do on a weekend? Come on. All right, final point. So the 49ers, I want to go over to the 49ers, their wide receiver, Deebo Samuel, who was a non-factor in the last game. The stars did not align for Deebo Samuel. He is injured, dinged up. Deebo raised some eyebrows with comments he made about the Philadelphia crowd. What did he say? All right, so maybe you missed this one. It has echoed around a bit. But Deebo said, for him and for the Niners, their money quote, he talked about playing on the road. He was asked about playing on the road in the NFC title game. And Deebo Samuel said, quote, "We know it's going to be loud in Philly, but no stadium is as loud as ours at the end of the day." All right. Apparently not at the start of the day, but the end of the day. All right, so question. Will the Eagle fans help push the hometown team into the win column? Will they help decide the outcome of the NFC title game? So I am shaking my head no. This is an age-old conversation that comes up, home field advantage. And I'm not a believer in home field advantage. About 90% of the time, I think it is bull pucky, as our friend Jay Scoop likes to say. Home field advantage in and of itself is not much of an advantage these days. And if you're one of the people that are selling that, it is a big advantage. That is an antiquated take. You're dating yourself, is what you're doing. Teams win on the road all the time in the modern era. The gap, which was at one point the size of the Grand Canyon, home and road, has now been closed. And in the NFL, I'm going to make my elevator pitch to why the home field advantage thing only works in one scenario and not in the scenario that's going to play out in the Eagle 49er game. So I'll make my elevator pitch. The NFL does not, to my knowledge, and I may be wrong on this, I just do an overnight show, but I do not believe they travel by stagecoach anymore. So there's no concern about players picking up the Spanish flu when they're traveling across the country. You are not dealing with the annoyances, the discomfort, the hardships of travel. It's smooth sailing. They fly first class. They get to the airport. There's chartered luxury buses waiting for them. They are then taken to a five-star hotel in a beautiful part of whatever city they're staying in. It's all laid out. They get there. The keys are waiting for them on a table in the lobby at the hotel. You're really roughing it on the road. Oh, my God, it's so difficult. Now, the point is, it's not like the old days when you were on standby at gate three and you were taking a school bus, an old school bus that was rented out to the stadium. It's not like that. Now, the crowd noise, it's going to be loud in Philadelphia. People will be going crazy, but that's not going to sway the outcome. What are they be? Maybe one or two jump-off side penalties, premature snap penalties. The only thing that does matter when it comes, and I've analyzed this, I've broken it down for years. The only thing that does matter in home field advantage is the weather conditions. If you have a dome team, a warm weather team, and they are playing in a blizzard, now we got something. Now we got some. But it is the same for both teams. But that is not a factor this weekend. The temperatures at kickoff at the Link on Sunday in the low 50s. So mild conditions and cloudy in Philadelphia. Therefore, it's not like the Niners are going to be freezing their behinds off. It's not going to be the frozen tundra of Philadelphia. The loud Eagle fans are not going to swing the outcome of the game. Now, that said, the 49ers Santa Clara compound has not been known as a madhouse for fan noise. So in that regard, Debo full of baloney, but he is on the field, by the way. The Niners' Kyle Shanahan had said that Debo Samuel, the coach had said that his star player would not practice because of the ankle injury, but he was a partial participant on the 49ers' practice report. So he was on the field. He was limited, and he should play. He got paid. He'll play. Will he be a decoy, or will he actually be a factor? Only the football gods know, and we will find out this coming weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Coop the Loop.
It was reported that the Giants offered Saquon Barkley a deal worth around $12 million per year, which he rejected. He's apparently looking for something in line with what Christian McCaffrey received, about $16 million per season. Ben, will someone give it to him?
Yeah, so I'm going to go yes on this one. Saquon Barkley's 25 years old. He's been a star. He got hurt. He became a star again in the New York market. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I heard that in a song one time. But running backs expire when they get to about 30 years old, 29 or 30. So that means, based on the comps, Barkley's got 2 to 3 more seasons of production left, 25 going on 26. So the sticky situation is this. The value of running backs, there is no real value. There's not a big market for running backs. It ain't the 1980s anymore. We're a generation past running backs mattering. They're not the star of the show. Therefore, it's really threading a needle because there's only a handful of teams that would even consider spending big money, big money, big money, big money, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy on a guy like Saquon Barkley. But I believe he will get he's not going to get quite McCaffrey money, but he's going to get something in that neighborhood, which is a great neighborhood. Next!
So this has been a talking point today, but Bills GM Brandon Bean told the media that it's hard to keep pace with the Bengals because they have their best players on inexpensive contracts, and they don't want to suck bad enough to get Ja'Marr Chase. Ben, is this a legit explanation or a sorry excuse?
Well, it is pathetic. It's an excuse. It's clearly an excuse. Like, when I saw this, it kind of made sense at first. But Joe Burrow, he got hurt during his rookie season. The Bengals won 4 games. It was an oozing, pus-filled mess in Cincinnati. But upon further review, Brandon Bean is a nimrod, right? Because the Bills sucked for roughly 20 seasons. And they had a bunch of picks. And only recently did they finally hit pay dirt in Buffalo. He also used the rookie contract thing as a reason. We talked about that in the monologue there just a few minutes ago. So he had all kinds of excuses. How about you play better? How about your offensive line plays better? And maybe you shouldn't have signed an older Von Miller because older players get hurt. Hello? Next!
Pratt Freiermuth has become one of the better tight ends in the league, and he's putting his full support behind Kenny Pickett. Freiermuth called him the future of the organization and said he thinks year 2 will be huge for Pickett. Ben, yeah. Do you agree?
Well, I'm looking at this and I'm going, no. If he is the future of the Steelers, then they don't really have much of a future. I think that's been fine. Freiermuth has been an okay player, but I don't see any evidence here that he's about to leapfrog and become a top three tight end in the NFL. I believe he's averaging less than 40 yards per game. He's not exactly the second coming of Travis Kelce at this point, or George Kittle, or somebody like that. But we'll find out. I'm in the Missouri state of mind on this, a show-me state of mind when it comes to Pat Freiermuth. And the Steelers, I give them credit. They didn't give up. They fought to the bitter end and all that. That was great. They again, did not have a losing record for Mike Tomlin, but I'm not going as far as him. I'm not buying what he's selling. How did we do?
I got to fail you, Ben.
Now, why would you fail me?
The question was about Kenny Pickett, not Freiermuth.
No. The question was really about Freiermuth. It was about him. It sounded like you were asking me about him. That's what I heard.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
Ask Ben. Your questions are answers from sea to shining sea and beyond. And we get over to the reading of the questions from the Coop Daloop, the tried and tested Ask Ben. There is no duplicate. There's nothing quite like this. Only Ask Ben.
All right, we're going to start off with a question from Texas Trucker.
All right.
Now, surprisingly, for this show, I don't think we've ever asked this before, which you would think we would. He wants to know, what posters were on your wall as a kid?
I had a lot of those pennants. You know, the pennants that they used? I don't even know if they still make those. I had a lot of pennants.
They do.
Oh, the flag?
Yeah, the flag things. I had those. I had a Reggie Jackson poster. I loved Reggie Jackson, the swag of Reggie Jackson. I had that. Trying to think. I mean, there was a few different. I mean, I redecorated the room a few times, but I just remember looking up and seeing pens. I also had little photos of baseball stadiums. I love, like, the different ballparks. So I had photos up. I was a nerd. What about you, Eddie?
Oh my God. I had so many posters just covering my walls.
Rock and roll guy, or was it sports?
No, Sports Illustrated posters, just various, you know, like Walter Payton, Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson.
Yeah. I had a Refrigerator Perry at one point because he was
Magic
fat.
Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, just tons of them.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think the most random one I had was Lewis Lips of the Steelers, wide receiver.
Oh, that's neat, man. Yeah, there was one company that made all those posters when we were younger.
It was like Conseco or something like that. Do you remember?
I remember the Bash Brothers one. Yeah, they had Conseco and McGuire holding the bat.
I remember I had one of like
all the some cool posters.
Like all the Bears linebackers, I remember. Like Singletary and who else there? Wilbur Marshall.
Richard Dent.
I even had a Raider one, Roberto. It was all the defensive backs. It was Lester Hayes.
Oh, nice.
Mike Haynes, Van McElroy, and who was the fourth one?
Yeah, those
Mike
posters
Davis,
were really cool.
They were like on motorcycles, like they were like gang members or something, biker gang guys. Yeah,
Hell's Angels, the Raider Angels.
Yeah. Oh, I had so many.
They don't
posters.
Make those kind of things anymore. Who puts posters up these days?
Yeah,
they do fat heads now, I guess.
That's true. I have my own fat head, Eddie.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Hey, you have a fat head too, don't you?
I do actually. Yeah. All right. Got a big dome.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Roberto?
Pennants. I have we had stickers on like my door of like our sports teams. But like you say, like a lot of I shared the room with my brother, and he had this cool Don Mattingly poster, old school poster. Him
Johnny Baseball.
Yeah, like springing out of the batter's box right there in Yankee Stadium. It was a really cool poster. Yeah.
My buddy loved Don Mattingly when we were growing up, and he was like, Don Mattingly's the greatest player and all this stuff and all that. And then he hurt his back. What about you, Coop DeLoop?
I didn't really change the posters around that much. I had Kobe, and I had Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those were like the two that stand out the most in my memory that I probably had up for the longest time.
All right, that's all you needed. Right there. That's a good question. Who sent that in? The Texas Trucker?
Texas Trucker, yes.
All right. Why don't we pause for the cause? That gets us started. And we will have, for the rest of the hour, your questions, our answers. Ask Ben rolls on, barreling down the radio dial, and we'll get to it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. And we keep the hits coming step by step, blow by blow. We get back over to the Coop Dalu.
All right. We're going to ask a question from Daniel on Twitter.
Hi, Daniel.
He said, if you could shoot any unlimited two liquids out of your pointer fingers, one for each finger, what would they be?
Yeah, I think we've had this before long ago, but I'm going to go
what?
Gasoline on one side, because I'd never have to go to the gas station again. I'd just have gasoline whenever I want. And if I wanted to start a big fire, I could use the gasoline. And then the other side, see, that one's tough. I don't know. I like lemonade, so maybe like whenever I want lemonade, I can just get lemonade. What about you, Eddie?
Yeah, the gasoline thing makes too much sense to change from your answer there. Yeah. The other one, let's just go with plain old water. It's very, you know, a lot of uses. You don't even like water. That's true, but I could like water the lawn. You know, if I ever need water, I don't have to go find it.
Well,
it's
you could
right
be a
there,
super
you know?
Eddie. You could be a
put
bad
out a fire.
Guy. You could be a bad guy and a good guy. You could start a fire with the gasoline, then put it out with the water.
There you go.
Perfect. Done. Roberto?
I would say gasoline, but you guys already said gasoline. Now, you know, I'm going with the gasoline because gas is too freaking expensive.
You think?
Yeah. And then I'll go with beer.
You'd be very popular at parties and baseball games. And
beer. Imagine him out at the pavilion at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah. Don't throw your cup away. I can refill it.
Beer on one, and I'll change the gas up. I say juice. Juice on the other. I have a daughter who loves juice. So.
Yeah, but your daughter's going to grow up. You think when she's a woman, she's going to want juice all the time?
Out of your finger?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, that's true.
A little creepy.
Probably not.
I would hope not. But who knows? Maybe. That could be your thing. What about you, Kubaloo?
Got to go with the gasoline.
I win. Look at that.
And the second one, I thought about doing like some sort of alcohol because it's more expensive, but I don't drink that often, and then I feel like somewhere where you're just like, oh God, I'm thirsty, and you got gasoline and alcohol, you're just going to be like, crap. So I got to go Diet Dr. Pepper for the second one.
Nah, see, you should go high-end alcohol, and then you can sell it.
See, I thought about that, but
and then you'd make money on it, yeah. And so you'd monetize your ability to
very
have.
Very popular at tailgates.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what is next? It is Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. We are knee-deep in it right now.
Chip in the Queues wants to know, he said, I hit a deer driving home from work yesterday. Have any of you ever hit a deer or other large animal while driving?
No, the biggest thing I ever hit was a rabbit, but it committed suicide. It ran in front of my car. I saw it out of my peripheral vision. It came from the left side, and I think it had a death wish. And so I didn't hit it. I've never hit anything bigger than that, and would try to avoid that. What about you, Eddie?
The largest animal I ever hit was a raccoon that was about the size of a medium-sized dog, and actually did some significant damage to the car there. I had to take it in for repairs, but yeah.
The most damage I've ever done to the car was I hit one of those orange cones, the cone zone.
Yeah.
And that destroyed my bumper. It was bumpity bump bumper.
I was driving one time and
you hit a boat.
The car in front of me, I did hit a boat. The car in front of me sideswiped a cone and it went spinning in front of me and it went under my car and it got lodged. I had to pull over and try and pull it out and it was a hot day. It was bad. That was bad.
Terrible. What about you, Roberto?
No. Nothing.
No?
Never? Right.
Never.
Wow.
Man. City guy right there. What about you, Coop?
I also hit a raccoon. It traumatized me a little bit.
Did you eat it?
No.
That's what Sir Scratch Off.
Yeah, he's not Sir Scratch Off, for God's sakes.
You would have cooked that thing up and had meals for like an entire week, Koopaloop.
I was on my way to work. It was I was just getting on the freeway.
So was I, yeah.
Yeah. Never hit a raccoon. I've seen raccoons and deer and things like that. I never hit them, though. It's just, yeah.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin.
Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.